USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still bashing the Bahamas, Hurricane Dorian's been downgraded from a Category 5 hurricane to a Category 4. But forecasters say it could become a 5 again before it hits the eastern Florida coast, as well as coastal Georgia and the Carolinas tomorrow and Wednesday. Evacuations already underway on parts of the eastern Florida coastline, including in West Palm Beach.
If you live in a Zone A, which means that if you live in a mobile home or if you live in a substandard housing or, you know, low-lying homes, then we want to make sure that you evacuate.
That's Palm Beach County Mayor Mac Bernard. In South Carolina, Governor Henry McMaster's announced mandatory evacs for over 800,000 people. In Georgia, over 200,000 people are ordered to leave where they live. And further north, the Mid-Atlantic is told to stay alert. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A tragedy appears to be developing off the Southern California coast where a boat fire has left at least 30 people missing. Coast Guard officials say 5 people managed to evacuate the vessel called Conception, but the boat has since burned down to the waterline. The dive boat went up in flames at about 3:30 a.m. near Santa Cruz Island. This woman often went out on the overnight excursions with her family and many friends.
Honestly, it's just tough to think about. You know, it could have been us. And I bring my babies on the boats. And, you know, and I worry. I worry that people that I really care about were out there.
There's no indication yet what sparked the fire. The world's longest cruise is launched out of London. Viking Cruises hoping to set a world record for the longest continuous cruise at 245 days, visiting 6 continents. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The gunman in Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Texas is now being identified as 36-year-old Seth Ator. Police haven't given a motive for why Ator went on a murder spree in the Odessa area, killing 7 people and injuring over 20 others. NBC News is reporting that he was recently fired from a job. The incident started on Saturday when Ator started shooting at a police officer who'd pulled him over for a traffic stop. On this Labor Day 2019, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka says unions cannot yet support the White House's, as he sees it, unenforceable replacement for NAFTA. On Fox News Sunday, Trumka said if Mexico can enforce their own agreement, this agreement will never work because their wages will be artificially low and they'll suck jobs and capital out of the U.S. He says an unenforceable trade deal is a windfall for corporations, but a disaster for workers. And the Supreme Court will hear arguments this fall in a case alleging modern-day piracy. Videographer Frederick Allen spent nearly 2 decades documenting the salvage of a French merchant vessel that had been captured by the pirate Blackbeard over 300 years ago. Allen says after making 200 dives, the state of North Carolina pirated some of his copyrighted footage and posted it publicly. The state says the footage is public record. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.